Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brother and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As our Lord Jesus himself told us in the gospel reading, do not worry or be anxious. So also the divinely inspired apostle Paul told us in the epistle reading, do not be anxious about anything. Yet the reality is, at times, we all are anxious. Even the women of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, Texas District, East Texas Zone. At times, we are all anxious about our world, nation, state, and communities at large. At times, we are all anxious about the Missouri Synod, Texas District, Circuit 14, and our respective congregations. At times, we are all anxious about the LWML at the national, district, and zone levels and in our respective societies. At times, we are all anxious about our friends and families. And at times, we are all anxious about ourselves, our own physical health, and maybe even also our own spiritual well-being. No doubt we can relate to the kind of sleepless nights described in today's Old Testament reading. And measured against the commands of our Lord and his blessed apostle, we realize that we sin in regard to our anxiousness, just as we sin in countless other ways, meriting death in time and eternal torment for eternity, the things about which, apart from faith in Jesus Christ, we should be most anxious. And yet St. Paul does not leave us in such anxiousness, but also tells us how, if in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we make our requests known to God, then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, sent into human flesh in order to carry our sins, such as anxiousness, to the cross, and there take our sins away. After parts of 3 days in the grave, Jesus arose and spoke peace to his disciples, sending them out on his behalf to forgive the sins of all who repent and believe in him. So in the Lord, we can rejoice always with the joy of God's Messiah, the Christ, our Savior, thanking God for the salvation that is ours by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We can be anxious about nothing as we commend all things to God. Our thanking God for his past blessings, in a sense, cannot come before we seek, in a sense, rather should come, does come before we seek his future blessings. Even if in the historic liturgy of the Christian church, we pray the litany, collect, and prayers of the church before we give the greatest thanks to God in the Eucharist, the sacrament of the altar. In that thanksgiving, the Lord is most near, present with his body and blood in the bread and the wine on this altar, distributed by the pastor and received by those who commune. We receive his body and blood as he is near for the forgiveness of sins, for life, and for salvation. And yet not only in the sacrament of the altar, but also in preaching, in baptism, and in individual holy absolution, God brings about our repentance and faith, and so also forgives our sins, and then brings about our fruits of repentance, the good works that flow from our faith, and are in keeping with God's commandments, according to our respective vocations. writing to the Philippians from an imprisonment in Rome, St. Paul no doubt had a daily concrete reminder of how, in a general sense, a guard controls one's going out. That idea of a guard controlling what goes out of a cell or a city seems to be behind St. Paul's writing that the peace of God guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The forgiveness of sins that we receive by grace through faith in Jesus Christ keeps our hearts, the very center of our beings, and our minds, the acts of our will flowing out of our hearts, from having the kind of anxiousness that we might otherwise have about ourselves, friends and families, the LWML, the church at every level, and even our communities, state, nation, and world. God knows and what we need and gives it to us even without our prayers, without our making our requests known to him. But our commending to God in prayer what otherwise would cause us anxiousness helps us have peace. And St. Paul says, it also makes our gentleness, or perhaps better translated, our reasonableness, known to everyone. Put another way, our prayers to God show others our humble repentance and steadfastness in the faith, which faith submits to injustice, disgrace, and maltreatment without hatred or malice, and which faith keeps trusting God in spite of everything else that might otherwise militate against such trust in God. Perhaps God made no greater witness through the Philippians than their making their reasonableness known, despite all of their past, present, and at that time still future support of St. Paul's work in God's name. Perhaps God can make no greater witness through us than our making our reasonableness known, despite all of our past, present, and still future support through the LWML of the church's work in God's name. Through his word and sacraments, God calls and enables our repentance over our sin, such as anxiousness, and our faith that God forgives all our sins for Jesus' sake. And through his word and sacraments, God brings about our commending to him in prayer what otherwise would cause us such anxiousness. We are not anxious about anything, but in everything, we make our requests known to God, and the peace of God guards our hearts and minds. As we, with daily repentance and faith, live in God's forgiveness of sins, we say with the psalmist, "When I thought my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul." Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.